This is KCUR 89.3. Recent years have seen a resurgence of interest in handmade goods and arts and crafts, but many of those old-timey skills have never really gone away. KCUR contributor Ann Knigendorf discovered this while spending some time with a Missouri blacksmith.
In days of yore, every town had a blacksmith who crafted hardware for doors and windows, kitchen utensils, tools, you name it. Nowadays, though, who really needs a farrier when a trip to a hardware store will do? At a First Friday in Kansas City's Crossroads neighborhood over the summer, a half a dozen people looked on as three blacksmiths gave a demonstration. One had a forge that was making the summer night even hotter. Lynn Elliott stopped to check it out because her young son likes to watch blacksmiths at the Deanna Rose Children's Farmstead in Overland Park.
And he's always fascinated by that.
One of the blacksmiths who demonstrated the craft on this evening was Mike McLaughlin.
I do blacksmithing as a hobby slash obsession. It's something I've always was always interested in and finally jumped in with both feet about 12 years ago.
Like other area blacksmiths, McLaughlin has since demonstrated the art at the Missouri State Fair, the Renaissance Festival, the Makers Fair, and other craft-oriented events. He's got a traveling setup.
I've got a small propane forge and a small anvil and tooling, kind of to show what can be done with the minimum amount of tools.
McLaughlin lives in Lawson, Missouri. During the day, he works as a machinist, making tiny rupture discs for factories, pipelines, and tankers. When he gets off the job, blacksmithing gives him a sense of creative freedom.
Say at work, I work with thousandths of an inch tolerances, less than the thickness of a piece of paper. And then I can go home to my shop and I don't even pull out a ruler. I do everything by eye. I go till it looks good.
When he decided to get serious, he went looking for other blacksmiths to learn from and found the Blacksmith Association of Missouri. The organization started with just 12 smiths in 1983 and now has about 600 members.
And there was a bit of a revival, I'd say about 30 years or so ago, both nationally and in Missouri.
Lisa Higgins is the director of the Missouri Folk Arts Program at the Museum of Art and Archaeology at the University of Missouri in Columbia. Her organization works with blacksmiths and other artisans.
As long as their traditions are practiced in a community, passed down orally and face-to-face, and there's heritage and history involved, but there are also things that are practiced that they're not lost or dead arts.
Blacksmithing didn't die, but is now considered a folk art, like traditional dancing or storytelling. Higgins says that in the past, her organization would have thought about supporting these old arts in terms of preservation or conservation.
At this point, we're really thinking about sustainability. Mm. It's a partnership with the artist, and we're not trying to tell them what to do. We're asking them, what is it that we can do to help them sustain these traditions, which change are dynamic. They have innovations.
They offer an apprenticeship program for all the arts. Blacksmith Mike McLaughlin hasn't done one yet, but says he'd like to.
They'll design a project, and it needs to be above the new guy's skill level. You know, so he'll want to improve what he's doing, and they will design a project. You know, helps them learn, helps the master learn how to teach, and it just helps keep it going.
Ann McLaughlin was certainly keeping it going at the First Friday demo, if Lynn Elliott's son's fascination is any indicator.
He loves this.
And based on the crowd willing to bear the extra heat of the forges, blacksmithing won't be extinct anytime soon.
Should take me two heats.
For KCUR 89.3, I'm Ann Knigendorf.
You'll find more information about the Blacksmith Association of Missouri and the Missouri Folk Arts Program at kcur.org.